Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
And the situation that you find yourself in is that you develop a system where these cavalier owners can just suck money out of these clubs and just, you know, pump them full of very bad and very dangerous loans.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. I'm going to hand this one over to Harvey Sims. Harvey, you played for Ashwood City at a much less, let's call it a complicated time, shall we say. Where do you see this particular saga and other clubs like Ashwood City and their ownership going? Where does the story end for you?
Well, it ends with the destruction of the football club. Simple as that. On a wider scale in society, it ends with the extraction of our community's vital resources. All of our material assets will be liquidated and dished out into little shot glasses for the tax dodgers and city boys to knock back.
You really see that?
I do, yeah.
You don't think that with this virus, a new, more sort of caring system is perhaps being developed?
We've had a virus in the West for decades. Greed. Huh. There's no vaccine for that. There's no treatment, no therapeutics that can slow it down or stop it or even numb it. They cannot help themselves. They have a disease, but we feel all the symptoms.
Wow.
You see, they think that we're the same as them. If we were in their position, we'd be as heartless, as greedy, as unforgivably obsessed with money and so blind to the welfare of our fellow human beings. They come into this world with like a trust fund registered in their name and a cushy padded chair at Eton waiting for them. See us? See, like me and you, we come into this world where we make our own luck. We fight and we strive and claw our way to stability. And they call us elites as soon as we step through the door of our own home or our nice car. They call us elites because we might like a cappuccino, or we wear a suit, or we might believe in compassion for those less fortunate. They call us elites because we climbed out the gutter and they still don't forgive us for it, right?
Well, I mean,
I want you to imagine a world where it's not who you know, it's who you love, who you care for, who you are that shapes the fortunes of Western civilization. I want you to imagine a world where people like Boris Johnson, Michael Gove, and Patrick Nolan care about accountability, not accounts. Where they care less about division or dividends and more about divinity, soul, respect. Imagine that world for me and tell me if Patrick Nolan is still the chief executive of Ashwood City Football Club. Is he? Can you see him there in our new world? Because I can't. He's everything we fight against, and Ashwood City is everything we fight for. They buy up our culture for pennies and sell it back to us at twice the price. Listen to me, twice. I wish twice. Try 10 times the price. Try 100. A football club is not some app or some e-commerce platform. It's not a superstore or even a corner shop. It belongs to the people of that city. It is a soul of that community. And it's not to be outsourced and ran by some American conglomerate and the British sock puppet. When I played for Ashwood City, I played for Ashwood City. Nothing else. I didn't play for Jerry Harkness, or the shareholders, or iBet, or none of that. I played for Ashwood City. And now I'm done playing for Ashwood City. I finished that 10 years ago. But I ain't done fighting for Ashwood City. I ain't done fighting for heart, for respect, for culture, for community.
Absolutely.
The trust fund babies know this is our moment. We take it back. Starting with Patrick Nolan.
Mm.
And you see now, what they don't tell you is we have a trust fund. The NHS is our trust fund. The BBC is our trust fund. The roads, the parks, the railways, the police and the fire service. Test and trace ain't theirs. It's ours. They can't let their mates play with it. It belongs to you. And Bury and Macclesfield was yours.
Yep.
Ashwood City Football Club. That is your trust fund. But they're selling it. They're outsourcing its management and it's your inheritance. Your grandparents built that hospital with their taxes. Your parents paid for that license fee, but Murdoch convinced you to hate the Beeb just because he does, because it affects his bottom line. That football club in our city was there for your forefathers when they needed it, and it should be here for you too. And then, when you want what's yours, they'll play their favourite card. They'll tell you you're a socialist, that you're Castro or you're Lenin, just because you want what you paid for. Please. Do I look like I'm some Bolshevik Marxist? This is Vivian Westwood and I'm wearing Yeezys, for Christ's sake. But I paid for these and I own them. That's the rules. I'm going to just leave you with this one.
Well, yeah. Right. Yeah. Please do.
A twisted, poisonous man once coined the term take back control. And he didn't mean us. He was talking to his Wall Street wannabes, but let me tell you, I plan to take back control, and so should you.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following a season that secured Premier League survival and boasted an impressive European campaign, Ashwood City enter season 3 of The Offensive. It's match week 8, and Ashwood City have just suffered their second defeat of this season away to Wolverhampton Wanderers in a convincing 3-0 loss. Chief Executive Patrick Nolan has suffered additional discomfort with his public defamation by ex-player and businessman Harvey Sims.
He didn't mean us. He was talking to his Wall Street wannabes. But let me tell you, I plan to take back control, and so should you. So myself and some well-connected partners have created an organisation and, dare I say it, a consortium to disrupt the current directors and eventually acquire a stake in Ashwood City and start making changes that...
Oh, fuck.
All right, pal, what are you up to?
Oh, just, you know, checking out some funny memes and stuff.
Funny memes?
Yeah, just normal phone stuff.
You were watching Harvey Sims' speech, weren't you?
Speech? It's not a speech. It's not a fucking rally, is it? It's just some stupid comments from an ex-player chanting Make Ashwood Great Again. Big fucking deal. You know, if he thinks that any of those empty words have had even the slightest impact on Patrick Nolan, MBE, then he is dreaming, my friends. Dreaming. Ha!
Right, well, I'll leave you to your nervous breakdown, pal.
Nervous? Nervous? Do I look nervous to you?
Yes. You're shaking, and it smells like anxious farts in here.
Oh, that is so...
Oh, it's like
childish,
like,
Jess.
It
does not smell of anxious farts.
Well, maybe it's just your natural aroma, like Capello, you know.
Capello?
Oh, aye, the man stinks. I met him way back when. A pal of mine said, look out for his aroma. I thought he meant his Roma side, to be honest. But goodness me, pal, a rich mustiness like you wouldn't believe, trust me.
Well, that's 11 seconds of my life gone, thanks.
We're not going to laugh at you if you say you're nervous.
Hmm.
All right, we probably will laugh at you, but we're not going to you know, point at you and call you names.
Oh, what? Why not?
Oh, please. I have taken on more powerful and intellectual men than Harvey fucking Sims.
I don't know if you have, but he was on Countdown.
Yeah, but, you know, probably the 8 out of 10 smug cunt stars Countdown.
No, he was on actual Countdown, Patrick.
Well, but he didn't get any 10-letter words, did he? You know, just so you both know, I get them all the time. Every time I watch it. Bang.
Well, that's only 4 letters, Patrick.
Shut up. I get 10. All right? Easy fucking peasy.
Well, that would be difficult, considering that Countdown is 9 letters.
Is it?
He got a few eats, you know. He's a very impressive guy, Simsy.
Oh, please, listen. All right? I've got a few 8-letter words for him.
Go on, then.
You're, you're Googling, aren't you, pal?
No, I'm not. I'm just writing an important email.
Right, but Jess just told you to come up with an 8-letter word for Harvey Sims.
I am, mate. It's called multitasking. Look it up.
Well, the only person looking anything up is you.
That's pathetic.
Attitude. There's an 8-letter word for our friend, Mr. Sims. Huh? Have that. Twat. Stupid, big, idiot, twat. Fucking wank, wank. Bollock face.
Well, you're taking the whole thing very well. You know, whenever I hear the word Sims, I think of the game where I basically hoard an avatar of myself around the neighbourhood and then burned all the men alive.
Good Lord, your husband had the right idea. Jesus Christ, run for your fucking life, pal. God, I'd rather be dating fucking Giggsy than you.
I tell you, who's not taking it well? The lamestream media, yeah, fingering themselves into a frenzy because some bang-average player who dresses well had a rant about society.
Lamestream media? Now who's make Ashwood great again? Fuck me.
Well, I'll get some fucking MAGA hats in, shall I? You know, show this guy how I fight. Maybe I should do a speech. You know, let people hear my side.
No.
No.
The speech is a no-go.
It's a fucking yayas a no-go. An angry rant is not the answer here, pal.
Well, God, what's the bloody answer then?
You need to show the people that you're a caring, responsible chief executive and that Ashwood City means as much to you as it does to the fans. And all that other shit.
Hey, do that. Make out all the Noddy Nolan stuff is behind you and you've turned a corner like... What's his name? You know, the guy, Matthew McConaughey.
Shh.
Oh, sorry. Is it an imaginary reply to the imaginary important email you sent a minute ago?
Oh, my fucking God.
What? What is it? Fuck's sake. Patrick, if this is some boring interest rate news, you can fuck off.
Dear Patrick Nolan, MBE, we'd like to honour you with a Career Achievement Award this Friday night at the Estates Theatre in Prague.
What the fuck?
The award is recognised and presented by the Football Faithful Society.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Shut up. The award celebrates your lifetime of commitment to the beautiful game at the highest level and honours your position as the longest-serving chief executive in the Premier League.
Oh,
please
God.
Inform us of your attendance and we will ensure first-class travel and a night stay at the Four Seasons Hotel in the centre of Prague. Oh, my God, these are free travel expenses.
Would you like us to leave you alone so you can masturbate in peace?
This is the single greatest moment of my life. This moment, right now.
And it won't last, pal. We got Liverpool this weekend.
The Four Seasons Hotel.
So, are you inviting us, or...?
Am I fuck? What are you doing?
Nothing, pal.
Yeah, you're doing something with your eye.
No, I'm not.
Are you having a seizure?
He's winking.
Woody, no one is coming on this trip with me.
All right, pal. Got ya. No worries.
No, stop. All right, this is a bit of private time for myself.
Private time? Being honoured for an award in front of a room full of people you don't know?
Yeah, being honoured for being fucking brilliant.
I don't think that's what the email said.
Jess, look, the club needs to really, really push this, OK? I'll make sure the ceremony is recorded. We can put it up on Twitter and Facebook and all the other places you people waste your lives.
Aye, those same places that you've been trawling through this morning, torturing yourself on the feedback of Simsy's speech.
Stop calling it a speech.
Wait. So I'm not allowed to come on this trip, but my department has to indulge in this fucking Patrick propaganda.
That's exactly it. Well fucking done, you.
Pal, look, I hate the fans too. I think they're ungrateful cunts. You're preaching to the choir. You're preaching to the fucking priest who touches the choir. But they're never gonna be happy. So stop concerning yourself over them.
I'm not. Okay, I'm concerning myself with this well-funded, influential organisation that is promoting hateful anti-Nolan messaging.
Ant? Yeah, Ant. It's not Ant and Deck, Woody, so you can wipe that smile off your face, you div.
Well, who's Ant?
The Anti-Nolan Trust. It's fucking Simsy's new little campaign.
How do you know that? that? Listen to the whole thing, did you?
Sorry, shouldn't you be busy singing my praises to Russian bots?
Right, well, that's me. Have a lovely wee time in your trip, pal, all right? And congrats on your award. I'm going to go and sit in my office and watch highlights of United's last 100 games and see Ollie's hair get gradually more and more grey.
Have fun.
Right, will do.
Right, okay, take the key points out of that and get a press release together.
You all right?
Am I all right? Jess, I'm being awarded for excellence. Of course I'm all right.
You're just coming across, you know...
What? Coming across what?
Threatened. On the back foot. Embarrassed.
Me? Embarrassed? Are you kidding? I've been more embarrassed than this. You know, believe me. Okay, you are talking to a guy who signed Marlon Harewood for £6 million. Okay, I called him the future of English football on ITV's The Premiership. Remember that?
I actually tried to blank that period out, if I'm honest.
Right, when's this lockdown?
Tomorrow.
Right, I'm going shopping.
For what? Please say a new centre-back.
No. A new look for the award-winning Patrick Nolan MBE. I'd like to try the Versace one, please. Oh, that's nice, yeah. If you take an inch out the back, maybe tighten up the cuffs. Oh, look at you, you handsome devil. Oh, are they Paul Smith brogues? Oh, gimme.
Going anywhere nice, sir?
Yeah, you bet I am.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going?
I am going down in football history.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Wrestle Me is a show where two men watch every WrestleMania from 1 to 37, unpicking the multicoloured threads that tie it all together.
I think it's slightly something to do with the fact that Americans don't really like cell phones, do they? Right. I think they've all got basic ones, basically.
That's a big shout.
It is a big shout, but I mean, there is something funny about it, like text messaging never took off in the States.
What? Come on now.
Never been big.
Whether you're a lapsed fan or someone who doesn't give a flying laureate about it, there's something for everyone.
If you can get a crowd to boo you for kicking a fabulous ladder.
Fabulous ladder.
And the crowd are booing.
Yeah. Get off that lovely ladder we've just learned about.
It's a beautiful polysexual ladder.
It's a beautiful and a bit of shabby chic creation.
If you climb up to it, ecstasy can be found at the top.
Listen via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your pods.
Wrestle Me is a Staccano production.
Ah, Georgina.
Patrick. Dwight just told me the news. Congratulations.
Thank you kindly.
What's the name of the award?
Oh, you know, something about being fucking brilliant.
I think this potentially is a boost to your profile after what happened.
Yeah, the speech.
This is good. The shareholders will respond well to this kind of thing, which drives up your favourability, and therefore your path to getting your bid over the line.
Look, I've got to go, Georgina. I'm in Prague, OK? I'm not sure how my phone tariff charges me for answering...
Just, what do we do about the growing discontent among the fan base? Any ideas?
I don't know. Fuck all.
Fuck all?
Yeah, we do fuck all. OK, the fans are an unfortunate byproduct of trying to run a football club. They're the diarrhea that comes with a vindaloo. They're the headache that comes with ice cream. They're the fucking sweaty bollocks on an otherwise nice summer stroll. Right? I don't care what they think. I've never cared what they think. And to be honest with you, the longer the stadium stays empty, the happier I am. You know, I'm just glad they're stupid enough to keep giving us their money. Yeah. Look, Georgina, I'm very anxious. This call is going to cost me a lot of money. So, hey, they've got a car to pick me up. Hello, Georgina. Hello? Hello there.
May I take your bag, sir?
Yes, you may. Wow, now this is cushy. Oh, just a heads up. I don't have cash, so I won't be tipping. You know, always find it's better to be honest right from the off. Oh my God, these pillows are goose feather.
I don't want to talk about the things we've gone through.
I'll have the monkfish, please. Oh God, or should I have the duck? Do you know what? Bring me both.
I was in your arms, thinking I belonged there.
Could you put the monkfish inside the duck?
The gods may throw a dice, their mind's as cold as ice.
Woody, just checking in from Prague. Listen, mate, you would not believe the tog of this duvet. It is incredible. Okay, well, how about the duck inside the monkfish?
The winner takes it all.
And now we come to the honour of the evening, and indeed we're humbled by the magnitude of this entire career in football at what is the highest level. And the winner of this award has proven that he has got what it takes to operate and thrive at the top of our sport. He is synonymous with a club never to have been relegated from the Premier League, one of the biggest clubs in British football. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the winner of our Career Achievement Award is Ashwood City's Patrick Nolan.
Wow. Okay, this is really something. Really, really something. It's, oh, God, there's a camera there. How embarrassing. Hey, make me look young, okay? Oh, look, my name up in lights behind me. This is incredible. Look, as you know, I pour my heart and soul into everything I do, and Ashwood City is no different to that. It means so much that there is a body and committee like the Football Faithful Society and everyone that put me forward for this award. You know, it really is very touching indeed.
Yeah, we do. Fuck all. Okay, the fans are an unfortunate byproduct of trying to run a football club. They're the diarrhea that comes with a vindaloo. They're the headache that comes with ice cream. They're the fucking sweaty bollocks on an otherwise nice summer stroll. I don't care what they think. I've never cared what they think. And to be honest with you, the longer the stadium stays empty, the happier I am.
I'm just glad they're stupid enough to keep giving us their money.
I don't know where this is coming from. I don't know what this is. There must be a bug in the sound system, maybe.
I 5% returns and Broadly.
You're going to give me the Broadly estate?
Yep.
If you get half the club?
Well, I technically own 45%. Look, Georgina, this is a huge opportunity. 100 million for 30% is a steal, and you know it. The league is changing and shifting into the hands of people like us.
I'll see what I can do.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Look, you won't regret this. You won't.
I hope not. I have to take this.
No problemo.
Hello? Yeah. So as we thought.
Is there a sale?
Yep.
Of course he's fucking going for it. As if he'd be happy with just 15%.
Well, why wouldn't he? They're giving it away, the 100 million quid. He's got power and influence already.
Yeah. Well, I'm in this for a reason, aren't I?
You've got to drag him down a fucking rung or two. Chuck him off the ladder for all I care.
I'll pull some strings. I'll get in front of the media and give him a fucking pounding.
Good. What's the news on the trust?
Fundraising goals are locked in for Ant.
Ant? The Anti-Nolan Trust, of course. That's fantastic.
Well, we've got the Dodge. Now it's time to blow him out of fucking water. Fucking water.
It's a... an honour.
It's fake, you twat.
It's fake.
You fucking moron.
Jess?
Run, get the fuck out of there now, Patrick.
But the award?
It's the Anti-Nolan Trust. It's a prank, mate.
No. It can't be. It can't be. You know, this was a first-class ticket. It was the Four Seasons, Jess. It can't be the work of Ant.
Patrick, I can hear them laughing at you. You already know this thing is bullshit. You're speaking to me during your fucking speech. Now get down before you go viral.
I can handle it. I'm not going viral, OK? I can handle this.
Patrick, turn the fuck around.
Jess, I'll...
Turn around. They're streaming you on Twitter. 200,000 people are watching. Turn around and you'll see the lights say Prick Nolan.
They say Patrick, not Patrick Nolan.
I assure you, they say prick.
Jesus. Jess, I'm scared.
Patrick, you have to go now.
An honour?
It's fake, you twat.
Yeah. Hi. Look, I can't check in online. Could you just run this first class ticket through the thing, please?
Certainly. May I see your passport, please?
Yeah.
No different to that.
I'm switching you off, you fucking glass screen cunt, you fucking life-destroying stream of...
Excuse me, sir.
Hmm?
This is a one-way ticket.
Yeah. I'm not coming back to Prague, so...
No, this is a one-way ticket to Prague. This return flight is with another airline.
What airline?
Welcome to Ryanair. Bags, please, sir. You are aware that you'll incur an additional charge for these, aren't you?
This is fucking war.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
The The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. From just $5 a month, you'll gain access to exclusive behind-the-scenes content, plus regular features such as Captain's Blog, merchandise discounts, and exclusive Domestic Cup episodes. Help support the show and get your membership today at patreon.com/Ashwood City.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.